Today's Daf is Masechet Bava Kama, Daf Kuf Tes Vav, and the new Mishnah that carries over from Amud Aleph onto Amud Beis. We learn the halacha of a river that washed away somebody's donkey and another person's donkey, one being worth 100 and the other being worth 200. So let's say the one with the less valuable donkey says to the owner of the more valuable donkey, Ani etzil etshocha, I will save your donkey, and then you'll pay me for the monetary value of my own donkey that I won't be able to save. So, halacha is chayav. The owner of the more expensive donkey has to pay the rescuer for his donkey back. And the Gemara on tomorrow's daf says something really interesting from Rav Kahana, who asks Rav, Yored lahatzil. Let's say he goes to save the one donkey, and while he's doing this, va'ala shalo me'elav, and then his own donkey, which he thought he wasn't going to be able to save, comes out on its own and is able to survive. So here he is doing, helping this other person, and at the same time, his own donkey actually shows up. What's the story over here? So does he have to pay? Does he have to get the money? So Rav says yes. In other words, the rescuer still is a person who is in the middle of rescuing, Mishamaya Racham Me'ale. We're saying that Hashem had mercy on this person. So he is going to still be compensated because it was from Hashem that he received the gift. It doesn't affect his stipulation. Rashi explains this expression, that it's Hashem who enabled or sent his donkey to be saved, and not from the person who took it from. And therefore, the owner of the more expensive donkey to pay for the amount owed, that's the way that the Rashi understands. The Rosh has a very different approach, quoting from Ben Ephraim, Bar Yitzchak, that this means to tell us that since he's the person experiencing this miracle, that's what's happening to him. Nobody else would experience such a thing. Totally rare and unique thing. It was Ashkacha Pratis. We have to look at it as Hashem looking at this specific individual wanting to do something specific for this individual at that particular time. And seems intentional that Hashem should make this happen for him to gain, and that's why it was brought to Shom. The other place we find this phrase, another place we find it, was recent, Baba Kamat Tzadik Aleph Amud Beis, regarding the evaluation of the medical costs. We call that Ripui, one of the damages that has to be calculated to figure out how much a person's going to pay to make sure that the healing goes okay. If he was evaluated and then he got better faster than expected, so this, you know, money that's put aside, resources are put aside, but he ends up actually getting better, he gets the entire amount as he had been evaluated. That can be understood. Like Rabbeinu Ephraim, the Meiri says it similarly, Nitarech b'chol yo, let's say he continues being sick. Shema pesh, Shema pasha, maybe he sinned. And that sickness is connected to that. Vimi katzer, and if the sickness is cut short, Shema mina shemaim rechamo alav. Maybe we actually say that the heavens, that Hakadosh Baruch Hu, had mercy on him. One final example is the halacha brought by the Rambam Hilchos Chirus, Perek Ches Halacha Hey, also by the Shulchan Aruch, and it's based on the Gemara Bava Metzia Kuf Hey Amud Beis. A person rents a field, and locusts come along and eat that food, or there's actually a drought. If that is what happened, meaning the actual food gets lost, if that's what happened, but it happened to most of the fields in that city, most actually, they all went, they got lost, etc., he can reduce his payments. That's allowed. And if this bad weather doesn't impact most of the other fields, then he's not allowed to lower the payments. So although it sounds like it resulted from, maybe he was just very poor at farming, so the Sma explains in the Shulchan Aruch, it's actually more than this. We need to recognize it. And his wording is, Ki kein midat Hashem yibarach, it's the way of Hashem yibarach, l'rachem b'miktzat afilu be'et hazam, that Hashem will show mercy, even in a small way, even at a time of zam, even at a time, he said, it could be a time of drought, it could be a time where it's very, very challenging for everyone, that Hashem still shows that rachamim. You have to be able to see it and to look at it and to notice that even in those times, which are very, very difficult, Hashem is still trying to show people that He has mercy and that those people might be deserving of being saved.